from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it was as is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. In accordance with the dictate and the law of the Lord. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace.
Well, Simeon seems like he's in a pretty good mood. He has a very happy, content prayer. I point that out because we don't pray like that. We usually turn to God with an obstacle or a difficulty that we're having in our life and want him to fix it. And we never say to God, "You know, you can take me now to heaven." We never would say that. We would always say, "No, not now. I don't want to go to heaven right now. I'm not done yet. I still have a legacy to fulfill." So why is Simeon so different from us? Because Simeon is seeing the big picture, the plan of God. The plan of God is to save. The plan of God is to save all the nations, and he sees that plan, that wonderful plan that he's going to save all the nations, and he sees that his life... So there's the inchworm in the garden, you know, he's crawling along and he sees a branch and he says, "Oh, I got to get over this branch." So he gets up on the branch and he crawls over it, and then he gets past the branch and then he sees a rock. He says, "Oh, I got to get over this rock." So he climbs up the rock and he gets down again and he gets to the bottom of the rock and he gets over that obstacle, and then he sees a pool of water. And he says, "Oh no, I better not go in there. There might be fish in there. They like worms. I better go around the pool." So he goes around the pool of water. It's kind of like us. In life, we just seem like we just try to overcome one obstacle and one difficulty after the other. But see the inchworm down there, see? With all those little stones and branches and all. Doesn't get to see the big picture. Doesn't stand back and see the beautiful garden and all its flowers and its brilliant colors. Doesn't see the apple tree in the distance and the pear tree and all the leaves that are on the apple tree and the pear tree. All the things that can make an inchworm so happy. And that's Simeon. Simeon's seeing the big picture. He's seeing everything that can make his life so happy. You know, Jesus had a parable of the father, and he said to the son, he says, "Son, I want you to go into the vineyard and help work there." And the son said, "No, I'm not going." Now, the parable doesn't tell us why he's not going. I'm sure that the son has a good reason not to go to the vineyard and work. Maybe he's got a term paper that day. Getting married, you don't have time to go into a vineyard and work. You got things to do. You got to get married. Or maybe he's passing papers for his first home. And after he passes the papers, he's excited. He's going to go to his house. He's going to fix it up. Yeah, what's he going to do? Is he going to go into a vineyard? No. He's got things to do. He's got a big thing. But see the parable says that the son changed his mind on the way, and he went to the vineyard to work. What happened? How did he change his mind? He was thinking about the big picture. He was thinking about God's plan, saving the nations, and bringing all peoples together, and that God would be so happy that he had this banquet, and this great feast that he's going to have. So the son's thinking to himself, he says, well, if you're going to have a great feast day, we're going to have a big banquet like that, we're going to have nice wine for it. I got to get in the vineyard. So he's picking the grapes for so that he could have the nice wine for this banquet. You see, the son wants to be a part of something that's really big, something that's really special. That's why he went in the vineyard. My brother lives in Minnesota, and so my father and I don't get to see him very often. And before my brother retired, he was the highest paid employee in the company. My brother made a lot of money. So when my brother retired, look at all the money he could be making now. I said, Dad, the reason he retired is because you're 92 years old and in great health. He sees you and I fly fishing all the time and having great meals and dinners together. He wants to be a part of that. He sees that his life is something more meaningful than just going to work and just making a bunch of money. He sees that he wants to be a part of something big, something special, something great. That's Simeon. Simeon sees his life as part of something that's really, really big, something that's really special. And that's why he's so happy and fulfilled. So, if we too keep our eye on the big picture, we also will be praying like Simeon.